With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records. A hearing date on the matter is set for this coming Friday, and the challenge brought by more than 19 Democratic state attorneys general. Meanwhile, President Trump is defending the work of Elon Musk's Government Efficiency Office. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
When it comes to slashing government jobs and agencies, Trump supporters are thrilled while critics are up in arms. The president says he's pleased with Musk's efforts so far, and there's more to come.
I've instructed him to go check out education, to check out the Pentagon, which is the military.
Musk's team has gained access to internal databases, some of which include private financial information on Americans. That access by political appointees has stirred privacy concerns. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israeli forces have withdrawn from a key Gaza corridor, part of Israel's commitments ahead of a tenuous ceasefire deal with Hamas. The deal is moving ahead but faces major obstacles. States are absorbing substantial increases in health care costs for the poor.
Officials say that's because they realize people remaining on Medicaid rolls after COVID are sicker than anticipated and costlier to care for. In Pennsylvania, state budget makers unveiling the scale of that miscalculation. Governor Josh Shapiro proposing an increase of $2.5 billion in Medicaid spending next year. Analysts say pandemic protections that prevented states from disenrolling people from Medicaid helped to cloak the sickness of those who would remain enrolled after states began reevaluating recipients' eligibility. Jason Walker reporting.
And authorities say the remains of all 10 people killed in an Alaska plane crash last week have now been recovered. This is SRN News. A government memo aimed at implementing President Trump's order rolling back promotion of transgenderism is rippling through the federal government. Agencies are moving quickly to strip gender ideology from websites, contracts, and emails. The Office of Personnel Management has directed agency heads to have staff remove pronouns from their government emails, disband employee resource groups, and terminate grants and contracts related to transgenderism. OPM has also asked agencies to remove the term gender from government forms and swap it out with sex. A man arrested for firing a shotgun outside an upstate New York synagogue shortly after the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023 has pleaded guilty to federal charges. Mufid Fawaz was arrested after shots were fired outside Temple Israel of Albany. The Iraqi-born man was shouting Free Palestine and told officers he was upset about what was going on in the Middle East. This is SRN News. It's here, Super Bowl 59, rematch from 2 years ago.
Kansas City comes into the game as the two-time defending champions with a chance to achieve the unprecedented three-peat. They defeated Philadelphia in Super Bowl 57 by only a field goal in the last 8 seconds in a game where both teams traded scores like a heavyweight boxing match. Both big play quarterbacks are also returning, the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes and the Eagles' Jalen Hurts. It's the fifth Super Bowl appearance in the last 6 years for Kansas City. Eagles looking for their first Lombardi trophy since they thwarted the New England title defense at the conclusion of the Patriots' two-decade run. In Super Bowl history, the Chiefs franchise won its first title in 1970 over the Vikings' Purple People Eaters. The score was 23-7 in Tulane Stadium, the first of 11 Super Bowls hosted by New Orleans. George Williams reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 9th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today. Actress Mia Farrow is 80 years old, actress Judith Light, 76. This is SRN News.